rehearsals for Mosley Operatic's production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast with choreographer Liz Linden. Now, Liz, what can you tell us about the story of the musical, for anyone that hasn't seen the film?
Well, it's the classic Disney story of a young girl from a village who's dying to get out of there. She's taken on this whirlwind adventure. She replaces her father in the Beast's castle, and she thinks she's going to have to stay there forever, when really he needs to fall in love with her to break a spell so he can become human. So it's the tale of her traumas doing this, and will they eventually fall in love and break the spell?
Now, there's quite some elaborate dance moves, and especially in the ones like Be Our Guest and Kill the Beast.
Yeah.
Have you reached any obstacles?
The biggest one for us is the costumes, because the costumes are so elaborate. We've got people with backpacks on with knives sticking out their heads, and we've got Cogsworth, for example, he's just in a box and he can't really move much, and then we've got to think about what dancing he can do, where he can fit. So that's the main problem, and I think we're going to come across a lot of obstacles when we finally get us all on and onto the stage, so it's going to take some working.
To make everyone look like utensils.
Yeah, exactly, rather than just dancers.
And there's the wardrobe costume as well. It's got to have
it's absolutely massive.
Yeah.
We are on 19th to the 24th of April, and it starts at 7:30 night, and we've actually sold out Saturday matinee and Saturday night. So,
you
need to get your tickets quickly.
I'll certainly be there. I'll be there on the Friday night. Anyone wants to come along?
Friday night's the best because we can hit the bar after.
Yeah.
And the tickets on the Monday are actually £8, so it's concession. So that's a couple of pounds off. And there is a family ticket, which is two adults and two children under 12 for £32. So it's a nice little saving of £8 there.
Now, I'm here with Laura Meredith Hoyle, who gets to play every little girl's dream, a Disney princess. You're playing Belle, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Were you a fan of the film, or did you grow up?
I love the film.
Did you grow up on it like me?
Yes, I did.
And Little Mermaid, I grew up.
Yes, The Little Mermaid. Ariel's one of my favourites, too.
Did you base your performance on the Belle out of the film, or have you sort of added yourself into it?
The one in the film, obviously, because that's the one that's known by all the children who are going to be coming to watch it, I should imagine, in their hordes. So, yes, I'd say it's based totally on the Disney film, and me in there. Obviously, somewhere.
It's a pretty good performance. I was just watching you rehearse the little town number.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you. Let's hope they think so.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, well, you're the musical director as well as dubbing up as Lumiere, doing Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, for my sins.
I've just found out that Mosley was the first in the UK to get the licence for this production and the first in the North West to put on the amateur production.
As far as I'm aware, yes, we'll certainly be.
It's a massive franchise.
It is, and I think they're very choosy, shall we say, who they allow to do certain things. Certainly, I found trying to get band parts for this. When you deal with Disney, it's what they say goes. I want to augment the orchestra, but they won't allow orchestration to be mixed. It's orchestrated for the A or B, and that's it. So, I know people who work at the Lyceum in London where they do Lion King. Nothing can change. They are absolutely. If it's a Disney show, it's Disney.
No one's going to see the costumes until the opening. Are they being specially produced?
They're all being specially made by the costume house in Denton, and had sneaky previews, and they look fabulous. From the ones I've seen, if they match that, which I'm sure they will, it will look quite spectacular.
Right, Nathan, that's enough for tonight. I'm not having any more chit-chat. You can get back in that drawer right now.
I'm not a utensil, Mrs. Potts.
Oh, you are exactly what I tell you to be. Now, you get in that drawer and you go to sleep now.
All right, if you say so.
Before you get in that drawer anyway. Now, does anybody want a nice cup of tea?